Welcome to my podcast series, Gaffney Talks. I'm Stephen Gaffney.
The key to forgiving and letting go. I had a client who called me who said she was really upset. Why are you upset? She said, because 10 years of therapy and you've helped me solve this problem within 1 week. What she had used was my process on how to forgive and let go of anything. So it begs a question. What's the key to forgiveness? Well, first of all, let me just say, forgiveness is a gift you give to yourself. It's not a gift you give to the other person. And it doesn't mean about forgetting. Sometimes somebody will say, I'm not going to forgive that person. Well, really? Because if you don't forgive that person, you're putting yourself in a prison of your mind. So what are the keys to forgiveness? There's a lot, but here's the most important key. The key to forgiveness is to say to yourself, what lessons can I learn because of this situation that will empower me for the rest of my life? Question is, how do you do that? There are two key areas I would look at. The first one is, what did I do that contributed to the situation? For example, let's say somebody has really broken your trust and you have not forgiven them. Well, first of all, again, it's the gift you give yourself. But the question is, what signs did you miss? Perhaps if you're really telling the truth to yourself, I sensed some problems, but I just ignored the problems. So I didn't really deal with that issue. So really, the lessons learned are when I sense a problem, I need to get ahead of it and address the issue when they're small problems before they become big problems and potential train wrecks. The second area to look at is to say to yourself, what can I learn from this situation just as a learning that will empower me for the rest of my life? It sounds like the overall idea of forgiveness, what I shared earlier. But what I really mean by this situation is, perhaps there were no signs that were missed. You just had never experienced something like this. So now having experienced this, are there things that you can learn because you went through this that will empower you for the rest of your life? For example, in 2009, I was diagnosed with testicular cancer. Now I'm completely okay today, thankfully. But that experience changed my life because it gave me a wake-up call to really look at how I spend my life and how I'm spending it with others and the quality of my life. And as a result, I re-looked at how I was working, re-looked at how I interacted with people, and I changed my life. Of course, I wish I had never had cancer. But given that I had cancer, I actually look back at that situation and say I have grown and improved my life. So when you look at forgiveness, well, you could say cancer, forgiveness, I don't really get it. Here's the point. Some people experience things from their past, and they're carrying it around with them everywhere they go because they haven't forgave and let go of the situation. So really what forgiveness is the ability to let go of a tough situation. So my question to you, what have you not forgiven yourself or forgiven others that is holding you the prison in your mind? If you want more on how to forgive and let go of anything in your life, refer to Chapter 25 in Honesty Works, and it'll show you the 7-step process to forgive and let go of anything. And also, in future podcasts, we'll cover more of this information as well.
Thank you for listening to Gaffney Talks. For more great information, visit my website at stephengaffney.com. I'm Stephen Gaffney.